This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku, and GCNlive.com. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the telephones and give us a call. Why do we scientists have to have all the fun discovering the secrets of Mother Nature? Why don't you get on the phone and give us a call? All we ask is that you leave your name and the city you're calling from, and hey, perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Also, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 3 New York Times bestsellers, and my latest book is coming out in the end of February. It's called The Future of Humanity. We're talking about where we're going to be in the space exploration, where we're going to be 100, 200, maybe 1,000 years into the future, when we begin the process of going back to the moon, going on to Mars, terraforming Mars, and going into the galaxy itself. So find out all about the future of humanity. And also, I'll be on a book tour at the end of February. I'll be on a book tour going through San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, Boston, New York. And maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And afterwards, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right, autographed books are worth money, and you can actually make some money going to my book tour. So find out what all the excitement is about. Many people believe that we're now entering the second golden age of space exploration. It was 50 years ago, 50 years ago approximately, that we last walked on the moon. Now we're going to go back, starting next year. That's right. Next year, we're going to go back to the moon and beyond that, on to Mars. So find out what all the excitement is about. Also, we talk about extraterrestrial civilizations that we may encounter once we leave our solar system. And then, of course, we have to address the question of, well, what does that mean for people who believe in flying saucers? Well, as you know, the United States Air Force kept a top secret study group alive to monitor sightings of UFOs until about the year 2012, spending $22 million analyzing, well, lights in the sky. And people often ask me a simple question. Professor, you're a physicist. What are your thoughts about visitors from outer space? Well, to be very frank, I tell people that my colleagues, my friends, laugh. They snicker. They giggle. And then they roll their eyes, look up into the heavens, and say, all bunch of nonsense. It's nothing but weather anomalies, nothing but radar echoes on some pilot's radar screen, nothing but the planet Venus, meteors, weather balloons, you name it. There is a logical explanation for all of these things. Well, I disagree. I've looked at a lot of these sightings myself. People email me them. And I'd say that about 95% of the time, yeah, you're right. You can't dismiss it as the planet Venus and meteors and meteorites and comets. Yeah, 95% of the time. However, the last 5% of the time makes your skin crawl. The last 5% of the time, we're talking about sightings that seem to defy the known laws of physics, as seen clearly in this treasure trove of documents released by the United States Air Force. Now, even then, confronting objects that go parallel to our airlines and our Air Force pilots, you can dismiss them as drones. perhaps hypersonic drones that the military experiments with. That would allow them, for example, to zigzag without crushing the pilots inside, because there are no pilots inside. Perhaps they're nothing but advanced aircraft created by the military in Area 51. Well, maybe, but you can't rule out the possibility that, well, yeah, maybe they are extraterrestrial. I keep an open mind. And so when people email me and say that they've been abducted by a flying saucer, I tell them something very simple. The next time you're abducted by a flying saucer, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care what it is, a paperclip, a paperweight, an alien chip, steal something. So you have bragging rights, and also you have something to show for being a abductee in outer space. We scientists deal with things that are reproducible, testable, and falsifiable. Hearsay simply doesn't cut mustard. Okay, well, let's move right along, because this hour is your hour to get on Science Fantastic. So let's move right on to the first listener phone call.
Hello, I have a question about all the satellites that no longer work, and we're trying to figure out a way to get rid of them. I hear things about grappling hooks and nets and things. My question was about magnets. Couldn't we launch a good-sized magnet satellite out there to collect all the little broken satellites, and eventually it will become heavier and heavier, pulling it towards the Earth's atmosphere in order to burn up? The weight will actually pull it towards the atmosphere as it collects the satellites? Just a random question from an average Joe. Thanks. My name is Tim, and I'm from Buffalo. Thank you.
Well, Tim, you ask a very embarrassing question, because we humans have littered outer space with our junk. You realize that there are thousands, literally thousands of pieces of space junk orbiting the planet Earth, whizzing around the Earth at 18,000 miles per hour, created by all the missiles that we have launched into space. Every time we send something into space, we put up booster rockets, screws, screwdrivers, gloves, all sorts of nonsense is shot into outer space every time we send our astronauts up to the International Space Station. In fact, NORAD and our military tracks these things. We have a special computer program that is specifically designed to keep track of all these space debris. Now, what do we do with all this space junk? Well, the short answer is we don't know. At the present time, there are no active experiments being done to get rid of the space junk. However, that hasn't stopped people from trying to field some ideas. Now, your idea of magnetism sounds attractive, but there are problems, practical problems, because first of all, magnetism does not extend very far. And we're talking about objects whizzing around the Earth at 18,000 miles per hour that may be separated by hundreds of miles, over which magnetism simply will not work. Second of all, electromagnets require lots of electrical energy, and energy is at a premium in outer space, and that's yet another reason to believe that magnets simply won't cut it. So magnets are simply too weak, they're not long range, and they simply don't have the ability to snag all the junk that's out there, all the way from paint flex to screws to gloves, all the way to booster rocket parts. Now, one idea that I found going through the internet, a proposal that would use a net. It would have retro rockets that would allow them to maneuver between pieces of junk. It would then snag the junk with a net and then go to the next piece of junk. And after that, it would simply dive back into the atmosphere and burn up. So there's no necessity to bring it back to the surface of the Earth. It would simply burn up like a meteor in outer space. But, well, if you can figure out a better way to do it, call a press conference. Call the military. Because at the present time, we are clueless as to what to do with an economical, practical way to get rid of all the space junk. And it's going to be a very big problem for our astronauts as they move on to the moon and Mars. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we take your listener phone calls.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, yes, we're going to take your listener phone calls. Give us a call, because why should we scientists have all the fun exploring the secrets of Mother Nature and the universe? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, perhaps you can get on national radio. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you the details of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. In other words, our destiny as a species as we explore the universe. And also, my book tour. I'll be going through San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Boston, Washington, New York, and find out if I'll be in a city near you signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Okay, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Kaku. My name is Chris Guffey. I'm from Washington, D.C. I have a question about gravitational waves. I'm a little confused as to its nature. Does it behave like light and it's its own independent waving entity like electromagnetism? Or is it like a water wave where what is waving is actually a substance or a medium, and that substance medium being space-time. I've had a heated debate, and I can't find a satisfactory answer, so I would appreciate one. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, the answer is very simple. First of all, let me say that three colleagues of mine won the Nobel Prize in Physics for the discovery of these gravity waves emanating from colliding black holes in outer space. Who would have thought that we would have instruments sensitive enough to detect emissions from the collision of two black holes a billion light years from the planet Earth? So it took a billion years for that cosmic radiation, gravity waves from colliding black holes, to actually hit the planet Earth. Well, according to Einstein, space and time are like a fabric that can be stretched, also a fabric that ripples. So think of throwing a pebble into a pond. When you throw a pebble into the pond, you get water waves that emanate from the center of the impact. Well, that pond is similar to space-time, and the ripples on the fabric of space-time are gravity waves. And how fast do they move? At the speed of light. And so these gravity waves are different from light waves. And this will initiate a whole new era of telescopes. Realize that the first set of telescopes used light going all the way back to Galileo 400 years ago. That was the first generation of telescopes. The second generation of telescopes dates back to World War II when we used radio waves and we detected radio waves from galaxies in outer space. And now we're entering the third era when we're not using light, we're not using radio, but we're using ripples in the fabric of space-time itself. Gravity waves that were predicted by Albert Einstein in 1916. Think about that. About 100 years ago, Einstein predicted that if space and time were like a fabric, ripples on that fabric should travel at the speed of light. But he thought that these ripples are so faint, they would not be discovered in his lifetime. And he was right. It took 100 years since his prediction to actually find these things. Next, we're going to go into outer space and have gravity wave detectors in outer space detecting radiation from the instant of creation itself. We're now talking about baby pictures, getting baby pictures of the instant of creation when the infant universe emerges from the womb. And many people think that gravity waves will give us a snapshot of the infant universe with an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord connecting our baby universe to a parent universe in a multiverse of universes. Well, that, of course, is still beyond our capability. But the next step with gravity waves is to put detectors in outer space to get photographs of the infant universe as it was created. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Adam. I'm from Manhattan, and my question is, do you see human civilizations within the next, let's say, 50 years becoming completely self-sustainable or a type 1 civilization? Thank you.
Well, let's break down the terminology. First of all, when we physicists analyze intelligent life in outer space, we don't look for little green men. We rank them numerically by energy. A type 1 civilization has harnessed the energy of an entire planet. They are a planetary civilization, somewhat similar to what you see in Flash Gordon or Buck Rogers. They control the weather. They would control earthquakes and volcanoes. Anything terrestrial, they would control. Type 2 is stellar. They control the entire energy output of a star. And they would, for example, perhaps even envelop their entire star with a sphere called a Dyson sphere to extract energy from their sun. They play with stars. An example of a type 2 civilization would be Star Trek. The Federation of Planets would be a typical type 2 civilization. Then there's type 3, galactic. They roam the galactic space lanes, zipping from one star system effortlessly across the galaxy itself. And that's somewhat similar to what you find in Star Wars, where you have a galactic civilization. Now, what are we on this cosmic scale? Do we play with the weather? Can we juggle stars? Can we roam the galactic space lanes? No, we are type 0. We get our energy from dead plants, oil and coal. And I would suspect that in 100 years, about 100 years, we will become a type 1 civilization. Truly planetary. Not 50 years, but perhaps in 100 years. And you see the beginnings of it right now. For example, what is the internet? The internet is the emergence of the first type 1 planetary telephone system. Think about it. The internet is a type 1 technology, truly planetary. And you can see remnants of this in culture as well. For example, what is soccer? What is the Olympics? The beginning of a type 1 sports. What is the European Union? Well, the beginning of a type 1 economy. What is the type 1 language that these people will speak? Probably English, because if you go to the internet, the number one language on the internet is English, followed by Mandarin Chinese. And even a type 1 music is emerging. We have rock and roll and rap. A type 1 culture is emerging in high fashion. Take a look at Gucci. Or Chanel. We find those luxury brands anywhere on the planet Earth. Now, the caller asked, will we become truly self-sustaining? Well, in 100 years, I think so. But even before that, there are good indications that we will become self-sustaining. First of all, the electric battery. People wonder, why don't we have the solar age or the wind age? All the propaganda from Hollywood about solar power never came to be. Well, the problem with solar power is not the solar cell at all. It is the battery. The lowly battery storage is the number one problem because, of course, what do you do when the sun doesn't shine or the winds don't blow? You need batteries. And that's been the weak spot toward a totally self-sustaining civilization. But the price of batteries has been dropping about 7% a year as inventors and entrepreneurs jump on the bandwagon to create the super battery of the future. Then after that, I would expect fusion power to become a reality. Within the next 15, 20 years or so in southern France, the ITER fusion reactor, costing about $12 billion, will generate more energy than it consumes, and we could be entering the fusion era. Fusion is the power of the sun. Literally the power of the sun on the planet Earth. And so I think we will become self-sustaining, not anytime soon, but within the next decade or so, solar and wind are going to be playing catch-up to fossil fuels, and beyond that, we could be entering the fusion era. Well, our time is up for this segment of Science Fantastic. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with your listener phone calls. And remember, you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. And leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And hey, perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. So give us a call.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Check out what I'm doing on my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook and about 600,000 fans on Twitter. And once again, this is the time when you can get to the telephones and give us a call and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a science question from homework, and you are stumped. You don't know what to say. Well, instead of looking like a goofball in front of your kids, why not come out like a genius? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And for that matter, why not put your kids on national radio? Why not have them get front seats to the March of Science? Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Tag Ryan. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, and my question is, what sci-fi fantasy world is most technologically plausible? Thank you for your time.
Well, you ask a tall question. First of all, I'm a science fiction fan. I cringe sometimes when I see movies where all the physics and the science is upside down, backwards, and unrecognizable. However, I love to watch the special effects. I would say that perhaps the most scientifically valid movie is, 2001. Because in that movie, we're talking about a civilization on the moon. You see, if you are a galactic civilization, it would take simply too long to explore the entire galaxy. The galaxy is about 100,000 light years across, so it would take 100,000 years traveling at the speed of light to go from one end to the other. That's simply too long. So what they would do is they would send robots, self-replicating robots, robots that can have children, and they would land on the moon. Now, why a moon? Because the moon has no erosion, there's no rust, and as a consequence, any probe on a moon would stay there for millions, billions of years. And all it would do is make a copy itself. Not one copy, but maybe 1,000 copies of itself, and then shoot out and explore the next solar system. So starting with one probe, you get 1,000. From 1,000 probes, you get 1,000,000, then 1,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000. And before you know it, in just a few generations, you have trillions. Trillions of these probes expanding in a sphere near the speed of light. Now, you may say to yourself, well, this is too fantastic. I mean, how's that possible? Well, in some sense, it happens in your body practically every day. When a virus lands on your cell, it hijacks the reproductive mechanism of your cell, creating scores of other viruses, which then go out and colonize other cells. So starting with one cell, you get a few hundred, then a few thousand, a few million, a few billion, and within about 2 weeks, you're sneezing. Think about that. One molecule makes you sneeze in 2 weeks. And so that's the power of an exponential growth, and that's the basis of the movie 2001. Now, remember in the movie that there was a probe left on the moon, and its duty was to interfere with human evolution and then to send a signal back to the home planet, announcing the fact that we humans have finally arrived, that we are capable of space travel. So I think that's perhaps one of the most authentic encounters with a civilization in outer space. Well, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with your phone calls when you call 612-564-8135. Stay tuned.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 612-564-8135. All we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Perhaps you can get on national radio to share your thoughts with the greater American public. So this is your chance to get on national radio. Well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, do you believe in any of the ancient alien theories, and what do you think of the new video that surfaced this week showing the two fighter pilots, I believe, looking at that object that was just released by the government? My name is Andres, and I am calling from Seattle, Washington. Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, the History Channel has a series called Ancient Aliens. I've been on Ancient Aliens a few times, and we scientists analyzing these hieroglyphics and these pictures of what looks like alien creatures visiting our ancestors, we say that, well, A, we have to be open to the possibility that they really are visitations from ancient aliens, but B, ultimately, we want proof. That is, we want things that are testable, falsifiable, and reproducible. So in other words, when you see an ancient figure that seems to be wearing a headdress that looks like a helmet, and it seems as if they have a spacesuit, well, it could also be simply a ceremonial gown worn by the king to commemorate a victory over an enemy. And so it's not definitive proof. So, again, A, we have to be open to all sorts of crazy ideas, because who knows, some of these crazy ideas may be correct. But B, ultimately, we want to have proof. We want to have more than simply hearsay and drawings. Now, some scientists say that why not look for the leftover garbage from ancient aliens? That is, if the aliens created a base, let's say in Latin America, there should be wire. There should be garbage, Coke bottles left over from these aliens, tools, all sorts of stuff that they discarded, because we do the same thing. When we went to the moon, we left our garbage on the moon. And so if these aliens land on the Earth, we should be able to find evidence of that. However, so far, no one has ever picked up an alien screwdriver or an alien piece of garbage from one of these sites. But like I said, we keep an open mind. Now, you also mentioned the fact that Up till 2012, the United States Air Force did, in fact, record all sorts of strange phenomena, 95% of which can be dismissed as natural phenomenon, but the last 5%, as I mentioned, well, they make your skin crawl. They seem to indicate that there is a technology out there far more advanced than what we're accustomed to seeing. What is it? Well, my own personal point of view is, maybe, just maybe, these are hypersonic drones being tested by the military in Area 51. That would explain why the fact that they can zigzag without crushing the pilots inside, that they can zoom at hypersonic velocities faster than the supersonic velocities of our pilots, and they are drones. They don't have to have pilots that would be subjected to G-forces and be crushed by all the maneuvers of these devices. Or, hey, maybe they really are aliens from outer space. I'm a scientist. Until I see definitive, hardcore proof, evidence of these things, I cannot say that this is evidence of visitation. But was it a good thing to spend $22 million of taxpayers' money on this project? Many scientists say no, it was not worth it. I disagree. My attitude is, you never know. Perhaps we have been visited. Perhaps there are aliens from outer space coming by and interacting with humans. It's something that cannot be dismissed. But the debate will go on for decades into the future until someone can come up with hard proof. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And maybe, just maybe, you can get on national radio. And maybe I'll be coming to a city next to you. I'll be on a book tour in the end of February, traveling through San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, Washington, Boston, New York, and other cities. And maybe I'll be signing a copy of your book, The Future of Humanity, talking about the space program as we enter a new era of space exploration, a new golden age as we go to the moon, go on to terraform Mars, and perhaps even explore the galaxy itself. Find out more by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, well, moving right along, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is G. Paul Hudak calling from Tempe, Arizona. I have two questions, actually, that I'd love to ask. One, is it even scientifically possible to detect distant magnetic fields around exoplanets 100 or 1,000 light years away? And two, do you think that planet Earth would be habitable were it not for the existence of the moon? And actually, now that I bring it up, I'm wondering about your stance on whether or not Earth and moon are a twin planet system, whether or not we're sort of a dual planet system. Thanks so much. Enjoy your work and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Well, you asked some very interesting questions. First of all, yes, the Earth has a magnetic field, and it's very important because that magnetic field shields us against the solar wind. If we lose our magnetic field, the solar wind would then hit our atmosphere and literally blow our atmosphere into outer space over millions of years, and we would choke. We would lose our atmosphere, like what happened to Mars. Mars is a frozen desert. It's desolate. But why? It's because it has no magnetic field to speak of. As a consequence, the solar wind hits Mars and blows whatever atmosphere it has into outer space. And that's why the atmospheric density of Mars is 1%, just 1% that of the Earth. Now you ask another question, what about planets orbiting other stars, extrasolar planets? Believe it or not, we have now observed 4,000, count them, 4,000 planets orbiting other star systems in our Milky Way galaxy. But can we detect their magnetic field? And the short answer is no. Our instruments are simply not sensitive enough to give us a detailed look at their magnetic field, which would be important
for them to preserve an atmosphere. So what we do instead is we're trying to use spectroscopes in order to tell whether or not there's traces of water and oxygen on these planets. So far, yes, we have found evidence that some of these planets seem to have oxygen or at least water in their atmosphere, meaning that they probably do have a magnetic field which protects them against the solar wind. Also about the moon, you realize that yes, without the moon, the Earth would wobble and eventually flip over, making life impossible. We are blessed with a large moon. The fact that the moon is large means that it stabilizes the Earth's orbit. Realize that we have Newton's laws of motion so accurate that we can actually fast forward the solar system millions and millions of years into the future. And when we do that, we find out that the slightest little perturbation, the slightest wobbling of the Earth is magnified over time until the Earth flips over, which would be horrific for Earthlings. So thank God we have a large moon that stabilizes the Earth. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Kyle Newman. I live down in Houston, Texas. And I guess my question would be, at what point or what technology or method would we either in the future or currently possess could be used to test for evidence of God or the lack thereof of God? And, you know, if it doesn't exist, like, in the future, would there be something hypothetical that you could probably imagine that we could use? And what evidence would be able to satisfy the question of God existing or not? And how would we go about getting that evidence?
Well, you ask an interesting question. Actually, I was in Mexico City a few years ago. I was moderating a debate. On one side of the debate, we had Catholic theologians that certainly believe in the existence of God. On the other half, we had atheists, scientists who were also atheists, saying, bah, humbug, there's no such thing as God. And there they were, two sides of the of this debate. And I was in the middle. And, of course, at the end of the debate, they asked me what my position was on the existence of God. Can God's existence be measured? And my answer was very simple, that the existence or non-existence of God is not provable. That is, science is based on things that are testable, falsifiable, and reproducible. And there is no experiment. There is no experiment that allows you to definitively say one way or the other whether there is a God. In other words, 1,000 years from now, we're going to have the same debate. Perhaps 1,000 years from now in Mexico City, another debate will be organized, and we're going to be debating the same question because it is untestable. Well, unfortunately, we are running out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and perhaps you can get on the cutting edge of science. So, once again, go to my website, and maybe I'll see you in your backyard during the book tour promoting my book, The Future of Humanity.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.